This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Michael Monks. And now we say goodbye to longtime Reds broadcaster Marty Brenneman. I'm joined in the studio by WVXU media writer John Kieswetter. Hi, John.
Hey, hi, Michael.
And WVXU senior political analyst Howard Wilkinson. Hi, Howard.
Michael, how are you?
We're not here to talk politics today. You're in because you're also one of our resident Reds experts. You both are huge Reds fans as well.
Senior baseball analyst.
We could use the sports department here, I think. Right. We could do a fine job in that. John, as both a media critic and a Reds fan, what does this goodbye to Marty Brenneman mean to you?
Well, it's, you know, I came here, I graduated from college in 75 and came here. So that was season two for Marty. Of course, I'd listened to him the year before. And I'm one of those people, that it's very personal because he was, I always thought with Marty, the pictures were better on radio than on TV. I'm that kind of guy that would turn down the TV sound, sorry, Tom, and listen to Dad on the radio. I really love listening to Marty Joe. I get a big kick out of Marty and Jeff. I mean, I said, you know, they call him the soundtrack of the summer, but to me, he's more like oxygen or water because he's on TV commercials. He's in my Kroger store. He's at CVG when I go through the airport. He's everywhere. And it's going to be a big shot when you turn on the radio next year and he's not there.
And Howard, this is, you know, it seems cheap to call it an end of an era, but it is. It's the end of an era. And so what comes out on the other side of this for the culture of Reds fans?
Well, the culture of Reds fans is going to survive Marty Brenneman, but never forget Marty Brenneman as long as there are people around who heard him. And John's right. I mean, you know, the voice is everywhere. It's going to be hard to imagine Cincinnati or this region without hearing his voice, not only on the radio broadcast, but on the game broadcast, but elsewhere, because you hear him so often on commercials and like you say, in the airport. He's just omnipresent. And, you know, 46 years. We're celebrating the 150th anniversary of professional baseball in Cincinnati. What's that mean? That means he's been around for about one third of it.
Senior math analyst as well today in the booth. Right. Well done, Howard.
No, you know, and he'll still be around in the sense that that he will be the voice of all those Reds milestones that we remember.
Oh, yeah.
Griffey's 500th home run, the 600th home run, the last out of the 90 World Series. And the other thing, I put some clips on my column last week about the 46 reasons, and there's many video clips from TV, but they added his voice and not whoever you know, like the 90 World Series, it was not the CBS announcers that they put Marty there because he's the voice that defined the Reds highlights for 46 years.
And you and I are down there at the ballpark a lot, and you know that whenever they love running those old clips. So we're going to hear Marty's voice from the big screen at Great American Ballpark time and time and time again. There's only one major call that they do that was done by somebody else, and that was Al Michaels on the 72
home run
by Johnny Bench. Yeah.
As definitive as 4192 was. I mean, it was, I think, Ken Wilson on Channel 5, and he's lost the history because it's Marty's call and Joe yelling, get down.
Well, there's something special about the home team's voice from radio, right? I think that might be true across a lot of sports. You might see a great call and from college football. It's college football season, right? So you might see, you know, a great clip come across Twitter, and they do the same thing because the home team's announcer always has a certain amount of excitement up there. But to carry that load for as many decades as Marty has, it speaks a lot because goodness knows the Reds have had some ups and some downs and probably more downs in my lifetime.
And Marty's made that point. You know, after the Big Red Machine went away in the early 80s, when the Reds lost 101 games, went from first to worst, you know, he and Joe learned and Vin Scully taught him that now's the time you got to engage the listeners, entertain them. You know, it's not just the game. And he makes the reference to some announcers, you know, call it a game like it's World War III, and we just had fun and talked about our lives. And back then, there was only like 50 games on TV. And the rest were on radio. And it's only been in the past 10 years that all the games have been on TV. Mm-hmm. And the way we had access to them for like 40 years was listening to the radio.
And in those big moments, though, that the Reds have, every season there's something big, right? He's so good in that moment. And that's a special skill. And I asked him when we had him on before the season started, you know, when you know that maybe there's a record on the line or a significant achievement on the line, how prepared are you to say something that you've done? And he says, not at all. You know, it just comes to him. And, you know, you think about like the college basketball championship game, Jim Nantz probably has some canned line that he worked on the night before to say, depending on which team. Marty says he doesn't have that. And you already referenced, John, that 500th home run that Ken Griffey Jr. hit on Father's Day in St. Louis, you know, so opposing fans and his dad's in the audience, but the fans were on their feet in St. Louis for him. It was a big moment for two Reds legends, and Marty just crushed that call.
Yeah, he is a wordsmith, and I mean, he's a poet in a lot of ways. And it's just spontaneous. I mean, it just comes out of him.
But I think it's also his theater training. You know,
he was
very engaged in theater as a kid in high school.
Oh, I didn't know that. Oh, yeah. I would have loved to talk to him about that earlier. But thanks for the tip, John.
He actually said that was the hardest work to be able to do that same role. He thinks an actor has the hardest job to do that same role, bring vitality to it, day after day, eight times a week sometimes, and to become somebody else. But he also, just the way he uses his voice, you know, swung on, fly ball, deep left field, you know, punctuated. And then his voice elevates. I think a lot of that is his theatrical training comes out, whether he'll say it or not. That's also what makes those calls memorable.
And we know it's simple to say that there are big shoes to fill for the next person to sit in that seat for any extended period of time. But I'm wondering, in our last 30 seconds here, Marty's got the line, and this one belongs to the Reds.
Right.
Does that get retired?
Yes.
Yes.
No,
yes.
Nobody would dare say that.
So is there going to be a challenge for the next guy
to
come up with a catchphrase?
He'll come up with something, but that one's
that has got to retire. Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. This one belongs to Marty Brenneman. This week, his last week, thanks to John Keysweater and Howard Wilkinson for being in here and talking to us about
it. Thank you.
And you've been listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. The producer for today's show is Selena Reeder. The technical director is Josh Elstro. You can find archives of every one of these programs online at WVXU.org. I'm Michael Monks.